Many people have never seen The Andy Griffith Show, but they can still identify this song, the opening theme. By now, it's become a part of the American vernacular. And for most of us, that song and Andy Griffith will always be inseparable. Like many of you, I started to whistle it yesterday when I heard that Andy Griffith had died at the age of 84. If this song became iconic, it's because of the man who played the Mayberry Sheriff for more than a decade. The guy with the big smile and folksy humor who somehow captured what was best about small-town America and created a place we all wish we'd grown up in. Griffith was born in North Carolina. He got his degree in music, not acting, and he played a mean trombone. But after a few years of teaching high school music, he decided to try his luck in Hollywood. It was his beaming grin and all-American charm that eventually earned him appearances on the Steve Allen and Ed Sullivan shows.
Ed Sullivan!
Griffith appeared in a number of movies and on Broadway, earning Tony nominations in 1955 and 1960. But his breakthrough role came in the form of the affable Andy Taylor, single father and sheriff of Mayberry.
Opie, what in the world happened? Who did that to you?
Matt Merlis. He's my best friend.
I hate to think what he'd do if he's your enemy. You're a sight. You better get home, let Aunt B clean you up and fix your britches.
The Andy Griffith Show was among a very select few that ended while still at the top of the ratings. After it ended, he was everyone's favorite guest star, appearing in shows like Love Boat, Murder, She Wrote, Dawson's Creek, even Saturday Night Live. But at the age of 60, he got another break with yet another iconic character. Again, a man in the service of justice, but this time in the courtroom instead of the streets of Mayberry. Matt Locke went off the air in 1992, but you can still find episodes playing some 20 years later. Griffith never won an Emmy, and he was always underestimated as an actor, although he did some dramatic roles in film and television. And he was versatile. He lended his voice to video games and music videos and was a gospel music star.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants.
Griffith won a Grammy for his album of hymns, but that's not the music he'll be remembered for. When we think of Andy Griffith, we think of a whistled tune, a red-headed kid with a fishing pole, and a town where everyone was a little kinder and everything was a little simpler. A place I like to imagine that Andy Griffith is strolling through now. Farewell, Andy.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the vision hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.